also got other people in various points of the city snarled up in traffic. We've got people from the West Midlands stuck in traffic, people from Wales. So there's even more people waiting to come on the demonstration. There's also other people who would like to have been here, but unfortunately for various reasons could not make it today. Bob Pro was due to speak at our closing rally at the Excel Centre, but unfortunately there's an industrial dispute happening up in Hull, so he's there at the moment rather than us. But he does send fraternal greetings to the march, to the campaign, and wishes us all the best. I've also had a solidarity greeting from Clan Dillo, social students in Wales, who'd like to be here as well, but the transport region doesn't permit them to do that. Just a few brief points on the march and on the campaign. Youth Fight for Jobs, it has been an initiative launched by the Socialist Party against the scandal of 2 million plus unemployed in Britain today. A scandal due to the deliberate and reckless wrecking of the economy by a tiny financial elite. I was in Enfield 2 days ago where I spoke to a group of workers who were sacked with an hour's notice after some of them after working 25 years at the factory with no redundancy pay and no pension provided to them. And this is the brutal reality now that are facing millions of workers, in fact, across Britain today, particularly facing young people who will be the first victims of unemployment. And you know, that is the reason why we have launched this campaign. And this march is just the beginning of this campaign. We'll be having a national conference for the campaign in May, which I hope you'll all be able to come along to. And hopefully we can have this as the beginning of a mass movement against unemployment for a real bailout for ordinary people, and not just for the bankers.